Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, people are enjoying clear skies, while in Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Haifa is slightly cooler, but still pleasant for outdoor activities. As the night approaches, temperatures are expected to remain mild. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says Hezbollah violations are disintegrating the ceasefire, according to Ynet from earlier today. Strikes continue on both sides of the Lebanese border. Also, U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche stated earlier this hour that the shooting suspect intended to harm government officials and Trump, as reported by Israel Hayom. The connection to Iran is still unclear. Also this hour, Bennett and Lapid's renewed cooperation kicks off tonight, marking a new path for Eisenkot, according to Israel Hayom. Separately, Israel reportedly sent Iron Dome and troops to the UAE during the Iran war. Axios reports this is a first outside Israel and the US, as noted by the Times of Israel. And finally, Iran refuses any negotiations under threat or blockade, warns the Iranian president, as reported by I-24 News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Linnaeus, a defense analyst, posted just minutes ago that Israeli-Emirati defense cooperation during the war is becoming clearer, highlighting the deployment of Iron Dome to the UAE. Axios reports, summarized by Visegrad 2-4, that Israel's deployment of the Iron Dome to the UAE deepened ties, with Emirati officials viewing Israel as a key ally, posting just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English reported just now that the U.S. Acting Attorney General believes the alleged shooter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner targeted Trump administration officials. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation on the Lebanese border. Netanyahu's comments came after increased activity between Hezbollah and Israeli forces. Ynet reports that northern mayors are critical, calling the ceasefire fake. The ongoing strikes threaten regional stability, with civilians on both sides at risk. Turning to the U.S. political scene, Attorney General Blanche commented on the potential link between the shooting suspect and Iran. Israel Hayom highlights the uncertainty around this connection. The investigation's outcome could impact U.S.-Iran relations, affecting broader Middle East dynamics. Meanwhile, political shifts in Israel. Bennett and Lapid's renewed cooperation, as noted by Israel Hayom, signals a strategic alignment within Israeli politics. This alliance could influence future government policies and stability within the country. In a related development, the deployment of the Iron Dome to the UAE, as reported by the Times of Israel, marks a significant step in Israel-UAE relations. This move reflects growing defense ties and shared security concerns about Iran. It also strengthens diplomatic bonds in the region. And finally, the Iranian president's firm stance against negotiations under pressure, reported by I-24 News, highlights ongoing tensions. This position complicates diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts, leaving regional peace efforts in a delicate state. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that an Israeli Iron Dome battery was sent to the UAE, showcasing a dramatic shift in defense cooperation during the war. Separately, CTEC reveals a quiet shift in Israel's startup scene. Israeli founders are moving operations earlier and hiring abroad, rethinking development strategies. And finally, Ynet Business tells the story of a Jewish man and a Hindu woman building a new life in Israel, symbolizing the country's diverse cultural landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.